Well, greetings, friends, and welcome to the Gospel Underground Podcast. This is episode 159.
Round two.
Stronger together again, round two. We just recorded like 10 minutes, and I didn't push record. Guys, we are broadcasting live again, once again for us, from the worldwide headquarters of the Gospel Underground here in Blacksburg, Virginia. We do hear other voices that should be mocking me now because of my calamity here I've created. They were saying really good things, guys, and I didn't have record push. But we did now, though, so we do have some special guests here today in the shed quarters that are, you know, we're already having a great time. Obviously, you can tell. Some of you are long-term listeners know that the podcast is a dialogue in the borderlands between the church and culture. And that's our mission, our ministry. We want to advance the mission of God, the mission of Jesus, in those borderlands where the church overlaps with culture, to speak the truth to people in real space and time so they might come to know him. And so if you've been following us for a while, we have three paths in our ministry. The first is to support and strengthen local churches. So part of what I do is I train leaders, pastors, church planners, church leadership teams around the country, kind of as a consultant and coach. But my second lane of ministry I'm excited to talk about today, because that's sharing the gospel with the coming generation. So young people, it's always kind of been a sweet spot for me. I became a Christian when I was 20 years old on a wrestling scholarship, studying physics. And it's just a sweet time of life. And certainly my own kids, 22, 20, 17. I have some guys with me today from the Virginia Tech wrestling program. And part of what I do is give some time to these guys as the team chaplain. We have a group called Strength and Courage. It's a group that started small and it's grown quite a bit over the years. And I invited these guys on today because of some really unique things that we've been seeing God do in our team culture, in our individual lives, and then just as we kind of cheer for each other in kind of the realm of sport. And so I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves, because we do have three guys, all three guys getting baptized too here in May, which will be really fun experience together. So, but to my left, Colin Girardi.
Right. Reed, thanks for having us. Yeah, I'm Colin Girardi, former Virginia Tech wrestler and current Gospel Underground Special Projects Ninja.
Yeah, Special Projects Ninja. That's on his job description, right? Actually, my wife said, put intern. I was like, no, he's a ninja.
Ninja's way cooler.
Don't forget about the dietitian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm also a Virginia Tech dietetic intern, soon to be registered dietitian.
He tells me the things that I eat will kill my gut biome and things like that, because he's a friend. Right? Dad, sucralose, not so good. But yeah,
Colin's our Swiss Army knife.
That's right. National qualifier, Colin Girardi, and now in the middle here.
I'm Caleb Henson. I'm a sophomore at Virginia Tech, wrestle 149, and I'm a part of this amazing culture and family that we've been growing. And yeah, that's me.
Caleb Henson, second year, right in the middle of his career, just won a national title. I'll say it again. I said it the first take as well. National champion. We had a great time watching. We love beating Austin Gomez as a team, because my next guy here.
We don't got to diss our boy Austin.
Yeah. Austin Gomez is great.
He's a good guy.
Go win Olympic medal, Austin. He's a good dude. But Bryce Andoni beat him for third place a few years ago. Introduce yourself to the crew.
I'm Bryce Andoni. I beat Austin Gomez. I'm Bryce Andoni. I just got done with my 5 years at Virginia Tech for wrestling, and now I'm a part of their freestyle program in the Southeast Regional Training Center. And like Caleb said, a part of this awesome culture that we got going here.
Awesome. Yeah, I enjoy these guys. If you guys remember a long time ago on the podcast, if you're a regular listener, we had Coach Tony Roby and Jared Haught on during the pandemic to talk about resiliency and mental toughness. Because I think, who should I interview for that but a wrestling coach? And so it was during that podcast episode afterwards, Roby's like, hey, I need to find a guy to work with the team. He goes, expletive, maybe you want to do it. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I would.
And I love everyone's voice of Roby. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we all could probably do it. We actually have impressions, like a friend of mine who actually led me to Christ in college at ACC. He's like, hey, do Coach Lamb impressions again, because we used to do our coach, right? Everybody has a coach impression. But so I've been working with these guys for 4 years. And even I remember first practice where Bryce came up and he goes, hey, man, I heard this verse. And he just started talking to me. I didn't know him at all.
Really?
It was like Habakkuk you read in a little devotional or something. And so, yeah, so progressively, I've watched these guys grow in the Lord, and it's been a really, really fun thing. One of the things we do, Bible studies during the season on Mondays after practice, kind of in the team lounge, and
seeing it just packed out, it's been really fun. Seeing really things really going on in people's lives has been really fun. And then, you know, we even in the summertime now, our guys come in for a training phase in July, and we had a great time. Colin helped lead a Bible study during that portion. And then, of course, we had some cookouts, and we like to cook it up here in the backyard here, right outside the shed quarters. And so these guys have become kind of part of our family, too. You know, our kids and my wife, we love these dudes. And they were kind enough to give us some of their time, take time off from post-NCAA eating.
We got to eat pretty good just before this, too. Yeah. So.
Trust me, we ain't taking time off. Yeah. We had an amazing dinner cooked by Reed.
That's right. Well, one of the things we did different this year, and I remember I was taking a walk and I was praying. I was like, you know, I just really want to do something so that we could focus together on our postseason. Because if you guys aren't familiar with amateur wrestling, we go into our conference season, ACC championships, and that qualifies people for the NCAA championships, which really the two and a half weeks, the biggest of the year for these guys. And so I wanted to focus us, not only get us ready to compete, but more so align us with the purposes of God. We're finishing up the book of Titus. And it kind of reminded me, because at the end, there's a bunch of names of people mentioned. And so it's like Colin and Caleb and Bryce, they were doing this thing. The same thing was happening in the ancient world as these people lived on mission for Jesus. And so I wanted to bring us together in unity. And I kind of remembered this little funny thing that my son and I, we were watching this Planet of the Apes movie, the new ones. There's been multiple of those movies. And there was this little monkey who basically put his arms up in the air like this, and it said, "Apes stronger together." And my son looked at me, he goes, "Dad, that's your logo. That's your Gospel Underground logo." And I was like, "Right on." And so he and I will do that around the house. And so I kind of rolled this out with the guys, and based on Romans 15, 6 and 7, that together with one voice, we might glorify God. And I remember telling him, I was like, "Hey, if you do that in this ACC championship, in this national championship, if you do that together with one voice, we honor God. You've won. You've already won. Whether you win or lose, not everybody, very few people actually win every match at the end of the season. And that's why we're so excited when Caleb won a national title. We'll talk about that here more in a minute. But we printed up T-shirts. We all had shirts. We were ready to go into the postseason. And it had a different feeling. And I kind of was clued into some things because these two guys, Bryce and Caleb, they were going into the tournament not exactly 100%. Caleb, you know, just before the ACC championship, dinged his knee a little bit, and I remember seeing him in the wrestling room, and Caleb's actually helped me a lot. This summer, he's like, "Hey, you're going to get in shape." I was like, "Caleb, you sent him fat, man?" Like, and I was really fat. I lost 20 pounds after that and got after it. But he asked me, "Hey, are you here to work out? Why don't you get after it?" I was like, "No, I want to hear how your knee's doing, man." And so I asked him, and he share a little bit of that story, Caleb.
No, it was pretty cool because I was wrestling with a teammate named Connor Brady about a week and a half out from our ACC championships, and he took a normal shot and my knee popped, and doctor checked it out, and it was a grade 2 MCL sprain / tear, partial tear. And it was really hard to hear at the time because I kind of dealt with the same thing last year, which I messed up my ankle. But cool thing about last year and this year is last year it happened during ACCs. So first, right off the rip, I was like, I got more time. So that calmed me down. But seeing Reed in the room that day was funny because he kind of pointed it out. He was like, "Man, you look a little tense." Like, and he talked to me, and it was good to get some loving. But
I mean, the guy's like, "Hey, is the scan definitive?" He goes, "I didn't get it scanned. I don't really care. I'm going to wrestle anyway." I'm like, "All right, soldier, let's go." You know?
Yeah. So dealing with that was honestly a blessing because I had a lot of nerves. Like everyone, your nerves get excelled going into the postseason because our sport's just so weird with your career being defined by this one tournament at the end of the year. And of course you want to win it. And like something we learned in our Bible study that helped me out a ton this year was not tying myself into victories of wrestling, but into victories of glorifying God. And that was a big thing I focused on this year, was like not winning. I've already won in life with following Jesus and just being able to glorify him in my sport. But dealing with this knee, it wasn't easy. But again, I had this guy over here, Bryce, was a warrior all year. He had his last season of wrestling, and he had a very similar thing, if not worse, to his knee. And just watching him deal with it was motivating, and it's cool. Like, we were doing it together now, so yeah. we were... we were knee bros dabbing each other up with our braces and whatnot. And just watching him figure it out, I knew I could figure it out. And I think it really helped me relax because I was very anxious and nervous going into ACCs, how I was going to be able to compete, if I was going to be able to wrestle to my ability, because at the end of the day, I know my spot of where I'm at in wrestling. If I go out there and compete with a good mind and focus, that I can, I'm really like one of the best in the country. And so I was just nervous of how my mind and body was going to hold up. I was going to be 100%. And something I did going to ACCs was just putting all my trust and faith in the Lord and just asked for safety and confidence in my knee. And it was really cool to be able to walk out there. We only had two matches at ACCs, yeah, but to just walk out there in full confidence that Jesus was protecting me. And whatever happens, happens. He puts us on these paths for a reason. Yeah. He's not going to deal you cards he doesn't think you can handle at that time in life. So that was, it was cool. It was an emotional and spiritual journey that I'll forever be grateful for. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Amen. It
got me closer to Jesus, I would say.
Amen. Yeah. We were all pulling for you, Caleb. And then, you know, the day before Nationals, he's tried to cut off his own finger, cutting frozen liver. We'll get to that later. But Bryce, you know, you've had some injuries. You wrestle like a freaking wild man. So, I mean, obviously, I think you even said it in an interview, like, yeah, when you wrestle. Oh, no, you said it to the Hokie Nation, yeah, at the banquet thing. And you're like, yeah, you wrestle like a crazy person. You're going to get hurt. And this is something interesting to me because 2 or 3 years ago when you got hurt, some of your questions were like, well, why would God do this? Why would they? So when your knee popped, this was in Cornell, right? We were up there in a blizzard in January. Your knee pops. Obviously, we're all feeling it. It the way it moved, it looked really bad, right? And you're backstage, and I'm running back there, and I said, "Hey, Bryce," and I was nervous, right? Like, oh, this guy, he's new in, you know, his walk with God. I don't want to be mad at God. And I think I said, "Hey, man, everything that was true yesterday about God and who He is true right now." And he said, "Do you remember what you said to me?"
I just was like, this is the best. I was mad for sure.
Well, wait, no, what you said was like, I'm not mad at him. I'm just mad. And I said, I'm mad too. And then I like laid on the ground next to Bryce. We're kind of in tears because we didn't know what was happening. And I just wanted, and then Connor Brady's walking by bleeding and stuff. And we're not really knowing what's going on. It was just an emotional time, right? And that was like 2 months out in your senior season. You're already 2-time All-American. Really have a good shot to be at the very top, right? And then that happens. What's going through your mind? And then how did preparing for ACCs after all of that? How did you experience that?
Jeez. it was just I didn't expect it to happen, obviously. And when it did, sorry, I wasn't close. Yeah. But I didn't expect it to happen. I just was like being selfish almost. Like, oh, I put it all. It's my senior year. This is my year. You know, that's your mindset. That happened. And it was like my first test that season on my faith. And so right away, I just knew right away, like I was with him, which I was thankful for in my mind. But like you said, like we had that convo and that was kind of what I was sitting on. And I had like a day to kind of sit in anger emotions. But once I just wanted to know how much time I had until I was back, they said, you're going to be ready by ACCs in 7 weeks. So I just was like, I have no other option, so let me.
And that was kind of good news at that point because we didn't know if I was going to have to
get surgery or not. And so they said, you'll be ready in 7 weeks. And so I just told myself I'm going to stick to everything that I've been sitting on or have been learning. And it's been easy. It was easier, I'd say, at times to, you know, walk with how we've been being taught by you, but also through the scripture of how we should walk as men. And when you're winning and, you know, wrestling is everything, it's very easy. It's very easy to be, you know, I'm close with God, but when you're being tested in that way of immobilizing you, not giving you the full power that you're used to, and almost having to change your schedule, obviously tested my faith. But this put a lot of people in my corner more of how I saw it. So usually I'd be like, oh, I got to do all these things. But now it made me closer to appreciate Sean, especially. He was the trainer, and just the sacrifices he had to make. You know, he was like, we got to do it together. So it was 7 weeks of just in and out of therapy, all these things. And, you know, when you can't do what you love to do to your fullest ability, it's very easy to fall off your gratitude path, your path of seeking the Lord. And, you know, having just weekly things that we had and having, you know, compared to my freshman year and compared to the year that this year that had happened, it was so much, not easier, but just like I had so many people to not even like talk to, but just to like be fueled just by how they're grinding, how Caleb was, you know, you got hurt and then the way you handled it, the way you were looking at it, like little things like that are so big. And I knew that if I kept God first, he was going to direct my eyes and how I was supposed to look at the scenario. Yeah. So,
Huge growth, Bryce. I mean, I think it was your turf toe or something. You were really struggling. Like, hey, why would God do this? It was almost, we all have this, right? Athletes, there's a temptation for us as athletes to be superstitious about God. Like, if I do right with God, he'll make me a world champion. And when you come to the realization that, you know, God is beyond that, but yet cares about it still, right? He made you a wrestler. It's not like it's inconsequential. You're fighting an injury is really a part of your story, right? And part of what God is doing in you. And then the beauty of it, especially with suffering and any difficulty, realizing that God goes with us in and through it makes a really big difference to our experience of it, right? And so fun watching you guys get ready. I mean, you didn't wrestle in a real match for 2 months and then jump in the ACC. And then, you know, you take a tough loss. You had to get a wild card. You know, a guy that I think you're like 6-3 against all time, you know, guy that you wrestled a lot. And he was partying after he won. I'm thinking, oh, you don't even know. We're just barely in shape. I hope we get him. I hope we get him again. I'm being like a dad in the stands all mad and stuff. And we did get him in the NCAA tournament, and Bryce whipped him, which was really fun for us. But that's not a spiritual lesson there. But Colin, your experience, you've been around Virginia Tech for a long time, you know, competed at multiple weight classes, been in the national tournament, also kind of you stayed around with your graduate work and a dietitian work. And then also your work with the Gospel Underground and helping me lead the Bible study. Sometimes I'll have to travel and go serve a church somewhere and you'll lead the guys. And so what's it been like you the last few years watching some of the transformation and being part of it in your own life and in the lives of others?
Yeah, it's been an awesome journey to be an athlete and teammate to these guys here, and then now step into a slightly different role as an intern here and at Virginia Tech. It's just been a cool perspective to kind of see the change in my life, and then also, you know, you guys in the culture of our team, just thinking about, I've been in Blacksburg for about 7 years now, I think, which is crazy to think of. But when I first got on to campus here, I was young and definitely not as strong in my faith as I am now. And our team was in a much different spot as well, and it had a lot of different people. And just to see where we've come, obviously more than just wrestling, but who we are as a team and who the individuals are is really special. And you know, especially this year, you know, watching the way you guys, you know, handled your injuries and just go about your everyday life has been nothing but incredible. And I think it's a testament to having each other in the way our culture is as a team, and then y'all's faith in the Lord as well, too. But super special to see the impact that Reed and the Gospel Underground and our team has had on each other, and then just the way we've grown to where we are now.
Amen. During the national tournament, you know, we got off our plane and you guys got in, rented minivans and went to the hotel, which was about 2 miles from the hotel I was in with you, Ethan and Tucker, and then the coaches' wives and things. And so, and the schedules in those few days are very, they change rapidly. You're doing this and that depending on your weight and working out. And so Colin and I were texting and I was like, hey, try to grab everybody, get together, you know, for a time to pray together. And so share a little about you, because you were able to accomplish that, get all the guys rounded up at the right time. Right.
What was it, 3 separate times?
Yeah, yeah. So for anyone who hasn't been to the Division I NCAA championships, it's crazy. It's crazy as a fan. It's crazier as a wrestler and as a staff member as well. But I was lucky enough to go to the NCAA with my team and kind of make it part of my internship with nutrition and dietetics. So that was really special for me, but also got to play a part in working with Reed and the guys. And so really special, and this is something that maybe we haven't done in the past, is find a way to get together during these tournaments or a big event. Like Caleb alluded to, the pressure and anxiety increases so much during postseason and during this tournament. And it was really special to be able to get, you know, most of our guys together, you know, just for 10 or 15 minutes. Got to watch a piece of a clip that Reed made for us about St. Patrick's Day and about, you know, our motto being stronger together. Right. And you know, with one voice together, we can glorify God. And so I think it was great for our guys. It took the pressure off of wins and losses and made it something bigger than ourselves. And I think it's shown in who you guys are as a person, and it shows in y'all's wrestling as well. So pretty special for me. I hope it was special for you guys as well.
No, it was. And I think what was so cool about that stronger together motto that we had this postseason was not necessarily what it meant, the message itself. It was like just cool because like we could like dab each other up. And like as I was leaving, like because like we had like waves of the way the tournament works is like 25 through like 57 wrestle.
Those are
like,
weight classes. So the first guys that are wrestling, little guys. Yeah.
125 pounds. And 100.
So like the first five weight classes, they wrestle way before the second five weight classes. So the second five weight classes after weigh-ins might go back to the hotel room and come back later. And just being able to like high five, embrace your teammates and just say this little stronger together. Cause like knowing that like we're supporting each other and like to let go of those nerves, because I know when I walk in there, I get nervous and then I relax and I'm in a better spot. But to just hear stronger together reminds you of that you're trying to glorify God in everything you do, and your wins and losses don't affect the value of your life. And to just think of all the things we learned in our strength and courage group throughout the year in a little like flash, and it doesn't take much, yeah. But like it was just cool to have something to say to each other, to remind each other of like why we really do it and who we're really valued in, which was cool.
It was nice that you just said a little flash. I was like,
because it's not like we sat there and dwelled on it, but it was like,
right. And like when we said it, like when I would say stronger together, like as I would go out in the back room and just smack Sam, he'd say it and I'd walk out, or like in the hotel room. Yeah. It's like a glimpse of everything that we've been, our foundation building, exactly. Right? That foundation. And that's like the hours that we spend together, not just spending together, but seeking God. It would be, it was like so much overwhelming in one little flash when you'd say it. And it wasn't like, oh, we're stronger together, we can go beat up guys.
It was almost like you got lighter.
Yeah. It was like when you said stronger together, anybody would, for me, it would be like, I would think about what our purpose really is. And almost there was a specific Bible study. I think it was, when Titus was just talking about what you fight for. And that's when you said back then they had a war because of the wall. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah. From Nehemiah.
Fight for your family, fight for your daughters, your brothers, your sisters. And kind of like tying in how you were like, man, it's a fortunate that you get to wrestle. We always hear that, but hearing you get the opportunity to know what it is like to fight. Yeah. And then knowing that our prophets or the people that we get to read about in the Old Testament, we're going through the same thing, and we get the opportunity to learn about it, but not only learn about it, but put it to action together. Yeah.
Both those two things, we pray and then we fight. We do both. We action. And what you guys said too about having a little hook to hang something on, it really does. It brings you out of that moment where you might be getting anxious or heavy or overthinking it into some freedom, right? And then there's this, it's not why we do it, but there's this kind of byproduct of it where you're actually freer to wrestle better. And man, we take that all day, right?
It was one of the things I was praying on all week, was that God could just let me live in the moment. And it felt like I was the most moment lived I've ever been in my entire life, was that weekend of Nationals.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy because it's the power of prayer. And it was like, I was reminding myself more than I ever have. I'd be getting anxious as I was tying my shoes, and I'd be like, I'm tying my shoes right now. And then all I could think about was tying my shoes. And then so that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait, even Bryce, I know you guys warm. You're about to say one weight class apart. Yeah. So these guys would warm up together, and they were both doing a lot of winning at the tournament. So they were warming up each round. And before the semifinals, where, you know, Caleb won, Bryce lost in overtime to the eventual national champion. We had him beat. It was so heartbreaking. But you had our T-shirt on, the one we made for everyone, the Stronger Together shirt on. And I was, you know, trying to zoom in and get a picture and everything. From the nosebleeds. And but yeah, it was like, wow, that's a big choice to make. And so what was going through your mind to, hey, I'm putting this on, I'm going to warm up in this today? Because, you know, sometimes, I don't know, some guys want to warm up in the same shirt every time forever, right? I was pulling out my high school warm up in college sometimes, you know. And but
no, it was the only shirt I had. I'm just kidding.
It was the only one. Every all of my weight cutting, they're all sweating through and
I
nasty.
I had a couple extra shirts. I had the option. I was wearing Hokie stuff, and then I think it was couple shirt options, and then I knew like semifinals. It was a big deal. I've been through that night before, knowing that we got to go out on that floor. And just I don't know. I wanted to represent it well and
glorify him.
Yeah, that's glorify it. I wanted people to read it, and the fact that it does have the verse on it. Little things like that. You never know. Some little kid might see us warming up, and he just
they do see the it. Yeah,
right. So little things like that. You don't have to scream Jesus for you to represent him well, and you taught me that well. So
that's right. Well, it's fun to watch you guys scrap. But then, of course, the culmination of the event was like, you know, Virginia Tech is a great wrestling program where we finished seventh in the nation. I'm a Virginia guy. Colin's a Virginia guy. You know, the coach at Virginia Tech at the time when I was coming out of high school was like, his name was Jerry Chenet. And I can do his impression, too. He's like, we didn't recruit you. You were too good for us. Right. And so they weren't very good. Right. In the past. And the ascendancy of the Virginia Tech wrestling program, which you guys have been a huge part of and certainly now, has been beautiful. But we've only had one national champion ever. And so Caleb was wrestling for it. You know, right? He was wrestling for it on the big stage, so to speak. They play Enter Sandman, which is, some of you don't know, is Virginia Tech's song. Every sporting event, they play it. Our fans are singing it. And Caleb's out there. And he just, we love Austin Gomez, but he put a whooping on him. Major decision, smashed him. Best match of the night. But for me, the beautiful part wasn't just, you know, throwing dudes on their head, but like watching afterwards, right? You celebrate with your family, look over to our whole team who was like, you know, you guys are flexing at each other, doing this kind of hands in the air, soccer together stuff. And then you guys run across the arena and, you know, Caleb's getting interviewed by ESPN on national TV. And he goes, oh, those are my freaking guys. You know, he didn't say freaking. It's like, oh, sorry. He's just in the moment. It's just beautiful, man. And then like the guys pick him up and they're just, they're together.
No, that was one of the coolest moments. Yeah. I had so many emotions, and like I didn't write a celebration in my head or anything after. So once I won, I was very emotional. And
you weren't even in the picture of all the national team. You went
we'll get to that. No, we'll get to that. That was like 4 hours later.
Yeah.
But
right in the moment.
Yeah, I embraced my family, and then I get back on the stage, and all the guys were on the floor, which I think they snuck there. But then I look over because all I wanted to do was celebrate with them. I flexed towards them and like had our little moment. And then I walked off and I'm hugging and embracing the coaches, our trainer, Sean. And then the ESPN guy's like right on my tail, like looking to interview me. And I turn around. I'm still in this like whirlwind of emotion and celebrating. And all I see is all my boys running up toward me. And I said it to you, I was like, let's go. Like, and then I said it very faint, like to myself. Like, and then like I just put my arms up, boom. And then it was awesome. I think that was definitely my highlight of my tournament.
Yeah, it was incredible. Bryce had you on his shoulders.
No, that was where I'm getting hit. So, little story, not a lot of people know this. My body was so rubbed raw from the tournament, and everyone's like smacking me, and I'm in so much pain. And then, like, I just look down, and Bryce is like, like, dude, just wrestled a whole tournament. He's got a torn knee, and he's like picking me up.
He's back squatting Caleb for like 30 seconds.
I was like running.
Yeah, these guys look like they've literally been in a war and a fight. You get in the shower, everything burns. You know, it's like, it's exhausting. And, but yeah, all the energy and everyone noticed. I even went back and watched the broadcast on TV later. I hope you guys did too. Just wow, something special. Even Daniel Cormier, one of the guys who's an MMA guy you may know of, talking about how, what a great team culture. And as a guy,
I got one more little thing too. Yeah. I won't say the team, but we're in the locker room and we shoot a lot of crap when we're chilling, and like, so we try to keep the energy light. It's not all about wrestling. It's also about enjoying these moments with your teammates, right? And so we're always joking and laughing, and this team come up and he's like, you guys are allowed to laugh. And we're like, and we're like shook, like, what? Like,
he was being dead serious too.
And he budged his friend too, and he was like,
look at that.
Look at
they're having fun, enjoying it.
And then, so yeah, Bryce said something. He's like, I'm just grateful that we can laugh, boys. Like,
imagine not being able to laugh. I didn't know we had it that good.
Yeah. And even like TJ, one of our other All-Americans, saying he was getting Jared Haught to dance, which was super funny. And then they did it in front of all our fans
at the social.
Yeah,
I heard
they
about
did it
that.
At the social. Okay, Caleb, when you were in the back, there was an interview that was very short. You're walking and you said, I just feel blessed. I don't have a whole lot of words right now. I think you said even like, I'm just in the moment.
Yeah.
And so we've talked a lot as a team about gratitude. And not only is it good for us, it's better for your neurochemistry, your heart health. It makes you a better leader. It's good for us in every way. But the key to that is to have someone to thank. And this is where, for us, like, you know, people see it from the outside, but you guys live it day by day. And I'm grateful that we have both the vertical and the horizontal, thankful to God, right? And then thankful for our brothers, right? And seeing that on display, I mean, I felt, I don't know, you guys are my kids' age. And sometimes, I mean, laying at Cornell, I was like, felt like one of my kids when they got injured. I was just like, this is my guy. I got to be here. I was praying. And I'm just really grateful that I get to be around the work that God does in people, right? In my life, in your life. And so if you guys want to have a last word or so, I'll put you on the spot, Collins. Like,
No, I'm super thankful for my experience with all of you guys and Virginia Tech Wrestling and the Gospel Underground. And the way it's changed my life has been absolutely incredible. And I'm thankful for you guys. And I'm thankful for what the Lord has done with my life.
Yeah. The Gospel Underground's been awesome because we went to church on Easter, Christmas, and random Sundays, but I always felt like I got closer to God during my wrestling, and honestly didn't know why. And then, like, I didn't know if I was doing it to, like, win, if it was a lucky, like, rabbit's foot, like, what my connection really was, and I almost felt guilty. Yeah. Because I felt like I was only using him to wrestle. But then, like, I'm just talking with you and becoming educated more. And Bryce was super helpful. He was one of the people that really, like, I don't know if he remembers this, but one summer we were here and he was like, "You good, man? Like, you seem a little, like, lost." Like, not in a bad way, but just, like, with my whole spiritual, like, world and stuff like that. And then, like, just really diving into it and understanding my relationship and building on that. And it's been, you've been, and everyone's been super helpful in that category. And I just, it's cool. It's Amen. Really cool. It's Amen. Cool.
Yeah. Going off that, just my gratitude, if you don't know what wrestling is or what it's like, it's a team sport, but it's very personal. Like, mm-hmm. you put a lot on yourself and
it's always a 1v1.
Yeah. It's all
in front of everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. So being able to do that for the past 18 years and 5 years here at Virginia Tech, that's been my life. And so I've been being taught, luckily through reading the Underground, just everything that we've been being taught through our Bible lessons. It's been very well to be able to put to test, but now I'm somebody who graduated wrestling under, you know, the college ways of being, you know, coached in that way. And so it's almost as if I'm being not thrown into life, because I don't view it like that. Yeah. I'm being put into a new opportunity, and I'm very blessed to know and feel it now. Everything we're being taught, I have to put it into work now even more. And so I'm grateful for what Reed has done and the fact that I can proudly say I do have a foundation in Jesus, in, like, the real world is what people want to call it. Yeah, the real world stuff.
Absolutely. Jesus said that anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a man who built his house on a rock. And when the winds and storms come and beat against that house, it stands because it was strong.
That was like 2 months ago.
That was a good foundation. And so these guys, I mean, all of us, right? Me, these guys, we're not perfect people. The whole point is that we're sinners saved by grace. We need God. We're going to blow it in our lives. But God, in his kindness, seeks out people to forgive them, paid for their sins on the cross, and then to give us a new life that can be driven by relationship, gratitude, and a foundation for the future, right? For your future relationships, for your future wins and losses. I tell these guys all the time, you can't be defined by your greatest day and your greatest wins, nor can you be defined by your worst day. Be defined by God. Find your life in him as a son of God first, and then go into the various roles that he may give you, whether that's dietitian, natty champ, three-time All-American, SC or freestyle Olympic hopeful, right? Husbands, fathers someday, maybe doing that different, right? I didn't see a model growing up that I wanted to be, and to see that in God, who is our father, certainly has changed everything. Guys, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Reed.
Caleb, that's thanks awesome. For drinking out of my UNC Tar Heels
cup right there. He's like, keep that.
Go Hokies, right? The Gospel Underground Podcast is produced in partnership with the Bonhoeffer House. Review us on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We accept 5-star reviews only. You guys should review us. Write us up. Say it's great. Send your comments, feedback, questions that you might want us to take up here to info@gospelunderground.org. We're dialogue taking place in the borderlands between the church and culture, God and the wrestling mat. Let's guys, go. Thanks for being with me today. Peace.
Bam.
I forgot to hit record.
I was just about to say, oh no, we didn't do any of that.
I'm going to do it again.